What's up? Patrick here from Client Boost. I am pumped to introduce you to the Client Boost Kitchen Show. We are going to be giving you... Dude, what's so funny?
I just think it's hilarious that we really did call this Client Boost Kitchen, and you being from the UK and the UK culinary scene, it just doesn't match. So maybe we should tell the people that this is not an actual cooking show. You want to make it that specific to them?
Yeah. I mean, what I want to say first is I like British cuisine. Do you know what I mean? Fish and chips is top drawer as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, this is not going to be an actual cooking show. What this is going to be is it's actually going to be bite-sized B2B marketing recipes, and it's going to be highly tactical. So lots of podcasts are focused on that high-level strategy. What we want to do with this is actually get into the nitty-gritty and give you actionable steps that you can implement after each episode.
That's amazing. Okay. Thank you for making it clear to all of us that you're not going to be cooking. And by the way, you were visiting over here in California, and can you just tell the watchers or the listeners what you bought at the grocery store? You remember that, right? I wasn't going to let you off.
I do remember. Yeah. I bought a lot of plain beef. I bought a lot of pasta.
Ground beef, pasta. I think it was just like, was it salt and pepper or something? Like it was olive oil you had.
Yeah, I had some
it was the most plain thing you've ever seen. So I just want to make that clear. But for the listeners and the watchers, we also made like a little jingle to the show. So like normally in any episode that we have planned, we'll do like the hook, like we're doing now. We'll have the little jingle, and then we'll get to the actual recipe later on. So should we play the jingle real quick?
Let's play them the jingle.
Okay, we'll see you guys on the other side. Jingle, let's go.
Got the right ingredients for revenue growth. A pinch of effort and a dash of hope won't cut it anymore. Grab your utensils. You're about to get some high-performing marketing recipes. Welcome to Client Boost Kitchen.
For me, like, you know, if you're a B2B marketing leader, probably right now you're asking yourself, these are the common questions we get from clients we work with, for example, which is things like, how do I scale my paid search ads profitably? Why am I not getting any ROI from LinkedIn? How much budget do I actually need to be successful? These are all very painful problems that B2B marketing leaders are dealing with. And so in these podcast episodes, those are the types of questions we're going to be answering.
Yeah. And I think very clearly for how this is a different podcast, and we mentioned bite-sized earlier as well too, is we want to give you everything you need in like 15, 20 minutes or less so that you can actually make, it's like the HelloFresh of marketing, right? It's already pre-equipped, pre-sorted, all the different things that you need to just maybe heat up essentially. So we're going to cut through the noise. And I think beyond paid ads and let's say demand capture performance marketing, we have a lot of other things from a demand generation, from a brand perspective, from measuring, modeling, and a lot of other, I think, really cool guests that we've already talked to. Guests we plan on talking to that haven't accepted yet because we haven't reached out to them. So we don't know if they'll say yes. But I think from things you can use immediately, what's that sound in the background?
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. This is
the cool part. We're humans.
It's the buzzer. It's probably my HelloFresh.
It's probably your dinner. It's probably your ground beef and olive oil and salt and pepper. But that's essentially it, right? That's what we're planning on doing. I don't think we need a bigger intro than that. I think we just need to put in the work and start publishing some stuff and make sure that people get value from it and, you know, give us feedback. How can we be better? That's what we want to do.
Exactly. I'm excited about it, and I'm excited for you guys too.
And I think the best cliffhanger we can use right now is on the next episode, Patrick's going to be telling us what he actually had for dinner because it just got delivered. So Patrick, don't tell us. Don't tell us right now. Keep that a secret.
You'll never guess. Okay.
Until next episode. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.